Hello.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, Ryan, it's John. I just got a message from Ia in our back office here. She asked me to give you a call. She said that you called in.
Yeah, I just talked with my partner, and he I do make the final decisions and everything, but I wasn't aware that he had already had us hooked up with other contractors up and. I mean, he runs another business, a tire shop and everything. He just haven't had time since he's been busy. He said he's got us locked in with two contractors that pretty much sub us work. And I told him what I, you know, did with you guys, and he said he don't feel like that we need to do that at the moment. So, I mean, I didn't mean to waste somebody's time or anything like that. I thought it was a good idea, but he said he wants to kind of stay away from it for the time being. He said, see how it goes, it's taking off. And, he said, with me being small, he said, he just don't want to get us a whole bunch of overload with the equipment that we have at the time being, you know, cause I can only take on so much. So he said, just see what the contractors feed us. And then if we decide we need more to contact you then, he said, he knows that it's, you know, $2.99 a month versus the $5.99. But he said,
yeah.
You know, if it's profitable from where we're at, he said there's no need, but if later on, he said we can always call you back, and you know, and it's no big deal to pay the difference. But
well,
he said for now, he said.
Here's the thing. I mean, the placements on Google, you can only put yourself on the first page when a spot's open. So it's not just about the discount. It's about the availability within your industry and your area. So we did have an opening, but the last time that we had that opening was 9 months ago. So it's not like HomeAdvisor or Angie's where you can put yourself on the first page whenever, because there's other competing contractors out there that have their first page placements, you know? So it has to literally become available. So what happened before we reached out to you guys was I had a excavation contractor who actually booked himself out until the end of the year, and then he just decided, well, hey, if I'm already booked to the end of the year with work with my crew, well, why am I going to keep paying for this each month? You know? So he's like, oh, we'll try to call you back the next time. And then that's when I was like, okay, you know, we have a spot open. Let's call these guys and fill the listing. Usually when we fill a spot, the first thing we do is we send out your Google PIN verification. So I actually sent that out while I had you on the line. And then I also put in a request for purchase of your domain name while I had you on the line. So both of those had processed. Actually, like less than an hour ago. And that's usually what the money goes towards. The money goes towards actually getting you up and running. I have you as close to wholesale as possible. Now I know your partner said you got those two other contractors feeding you guys leads, but I can guarantee you nothing's going to beat HomeAdvisor beat being on the first page of Google. Especially if you're coming from HomeAdvisor, they probably are even getting leads from Google and subcontracting that out to you. So this will put you in a position to generate your own leads, and you could subcontract them out or cherry pick through them, however you like. It's also month to month. So, I mean, if your partner is still opposed to it at the end of the month, obviously we could discontinue it. But what I would recommend at this point is at least letting it run through that 30 days, because if I cancel it at this point, you know, you're basically only going to get like $99 compared to what has already gone out with your PIN verification and the request of purchasing the domain name, which is just the name for your website. And those are the two most expensive things. Everything else, like the legwork, the labor, I waived all the fees on all that stuff. So our guys, you get your website and everything up and running. I mean, even if you canceled it too, you'd still end up with your .com website, which is, you know, even getting a website built, I know your partner would even agree, is going to cost you usually more than $2.99. So I'm putting you in a position where even if you cancel it after 1 month, you know, it's still going to be a win for you guys. But I don't think you will if you're going to compare return on investment. You know, the kind of work that you guys do, the first job we bring you is going to offset that cost like, you know, 6-7 times over, if not more.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very profitable to be up there. You guys are excavating contractors. I mean, the first excavation job you get, I mean, I imagine you guys aren't getting out of bed for, you know, less than a couple grand with a $2.99 service, you know, that's 10-to-1 return on investment, you know, if you're cherry picking them. And then obviously you have the right to turn anybody down if your partner's worried about getting bad reviews because you guys are turning things down. You know, review monitoring is included in the package. We're a Google partner, so if somebody writes something negative, we give you guys the opportunity to dispute it before it's ever published online. And they can't write reviews unless it's an actual verified client as well. You know, somebody can't just get on there and slander you guys. And it's in our best interest to keep your reviews as good as possible, too. We want you to have those customers coming in, because the only way we're going to get you guys to come back in the following months is if you see good return on investment in the first month, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So we're walking you through it. You know, we're doing all the legwork on it. We just need you guys to really answer the phone if the clients call in, and then obviously complete that client interview process, too, that we had set for this afternoon. But I would rather do that and at least let it run for 30 days than to just issue a $99 refund and cancel the account.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he was worried about the just getting started and this, you know, and all the monthly stuff coming up, because I pay a lot of money on insurance alone.
Yeah. Well, put it this way. This is my plan. So you can see from my perspective, I've been doing this for 10 years. So when somebody's using Home Advisor by Angie, I'm basically going to get you guys to log into the tracking system at the end of the month and try to just show you, you know, the difference and end up stealing you. You know what I mean? Because if you're getting charged $600, I'm cutting your monthly expense on marketing in half if we can match or overproduce what they're bringing to the table for you, which I'm highly confident will be the case. I've seen it happen countless times over my time here.
Okay.
And honestly, I don't want to do this because it's just kind of unprofessional. But you should probably discontinue that service anyway. I'm going to send you a link that you could show your partner. And I think that'll make you feel a lot better too. This is a FTC report that came out about Home Advisor. So the Federal Trade Commission's on the verge of shutting those guys down any day now. And you could read that article. You could show that to him. That's on FTC.gov. You know, it's not some random site. That's the Federal Trade Commission. So, I mean, you guys probably should have gotten away from that anyway. But I think maybe there's not somebody on the back end paying attention to the marketing for you guys like we're gonna. So maybe you were just jumping in and paying those leads and, you know, not necessarily knowing what you guys were involved with. Again, that comes off wrong, and I don't want to say you guys don't know what you're doing, but I just feel like there's not a marketing guy there, so maybe they're not paying attention to that.
So what you're saying, you guys, you as in Google yourselves,
mm-hmm.
they pretty much pull the work from you guys. Like they're pulling ads off of Google.
Yeah,
reselling it to us.
Exactly. Ryan, so if you go to Google and you just typed in excavating contractor on your phone, there's going to be three guys that'll show up next to a map. That's the Google Places placement. That's where we're talking about listing you, where we have the listing available and we filled with you today, right? So we have to do a PID verification. That's coming in the mail before you'll actually get up there. But if you go underneath those guys, you'll see a Home Advisor listing and an Angie's List listing. Home Advisor owns Angie's List. And so what they're doing is they'll take that one lead and they'll sell that one lead to like four or five of you at a time, four or five different contractors. You all pay $50, $60 a lead, and then
right.
one of you gets the job. The rest of you just get a bill. So
and
that's
with
what
you,
that
is. Correct. And there's
yeah. Effect. Right, exactly. So with us, we're listing you as your own independent business. We're not putting you on our website, putting ourselves on Google, and then selling you each individual lead. We're a Google partner. We're putting you directly on the first page. So the customers call your number. They're able to see you there when they're searching for an excavating contractor. Click on it. It calls you directly. We'll build your
and
site. They'll be able.
Up.
Yeah, and you'll
and
show
pop
at the top
up on
option.
The first page.
Exactly. And they're calling
okay.
you directly, okay? And you're not getting charged per lead or click or call. So, yeah, you're paying $2.99, but that's all you pay for the entire month. So So no matter how many jobs and leads that you're getting, we're not going to call you back and go, hey, we see you're making a bunch of money. Now pay us $5.99 like the other guys. You know, I'm locking in at $2.99.
Yeah, because they charge me $28 a lead.
Yeah,
for small leads, you know, nothing big.
Right. But by the time you get 10 of those, you know, you're already at $2.80. You know, you'll get a lot more than 10 opportunities with this $2.99 each month, and they're better quality. You know, most of the people that are ready to go, they'll just look up an excavating contractor and they'll call the top recommended guys. The guys who want to sit back and price shop and hear out a bunch of people, they'll go click on Home Advisor and they'll wait for those other contractors to call them, because Home Advisor by Angie tells them that you're going to have multiple contractors talking to you. So they'll hear all of those guys out and pick the cheapest one, which isn't fair to you guys. You know, you might pay for two or three leads before you get a job, and then when you get a job, the guy's asking you to drop your price.
Right.
So you might pay three lead fees, $90, just to get one job, and then you're, you know, charging, you know, $200 less just to get it. So it's eating your company's profit. So this is listing you independently. It's as if you, when you hire a Local Splash and a Google partner like ourselves, it's almost the equivalent of hiring somebody to work in-house for you. Like you have a guy that works within your company that's dedicated to landing jobs and working on the back end with your customers.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing for you, and it's $10 a day. So I know $2.99 sounds like a lot, but that's over the course of the entire month. That's like a Subway sandwich, you know, each day. You're not going to get more bang for your buck than that. I mean, everybody's using Google, so that's just, you know, if we can't generate jobs at a high rate in August, which is the most profitable time of the year, nobody can. You know, there's just not jobs out there if we can't get them for you.
Okay. So what I need to do is I need to cancel the other two and forget about them, and this year will keep me busy.
Again, that's super unprofessional on my part. I'm not supposed to tell you what to do. That's why I just sent you that information, and then you could share it with your partner, and then you guys can make the best decision for your company moving forward. But I feel like that's what you'll end up doing, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So read that article. Read that article. You'll be really happy about signing up with us today, because the company that you're using now is just, it's like you're burning money.
Okay. All righty. Well, I appreciate you. And you said it'll take at least a week for you guys to get me up and running.
Yeah. So we're going to do the client interview. I got you scheduled for this afternoon. Make sure you're available for that. It's between 4 and 5. One of my technicians is going to call you. We need to pick your brain so that way we can customize your website. They already sent out your Google PIN verification letter. It's a postcard. It's going to come in the mail. It says Google right on it. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it for RLB Contracting Incorporated that I need from you. So when you get that postcard, I'll get that 5-digit number, and then we can go ahead and go live with the account. But I can't list you until we get that PIN verification. So between now and then, we're going to get the website up and running, do the client interview, get it all ready to go, so that way we can just launch it when we get that PIN.
Right on, man. I appreciate it. Sorry for the, you know,
It's okay.
Spent like 40 minutes on the phone earlier, so.
Well, it was pretty quick, but you were also distracted, too. Like, I understand that, and that's kind of why, and I know it went quicker than most conversations, but everybody that I work with is a business owner, so they're kind of in that position. That's why I gave you my direct number and extension in that text field there. So if you ever have questions, comments, concerns, or your partner, too, you know, call in. You know, we don't want you guys to feel like you're just spending money. We want you to know what we're bringing to the table for you guys.
Okay. And let me check real quick. This, that 714.
No, that's what I said. Yeah, that's for texting. So that comes to a company text field in our customer service department as well. But in that text, you'll see the first message that I sent you. It says, hi, this is John.
It has 877-635-6225 extension 544.
Yep, that calls me directly.
Okay, thank you.
So that way you don't got to go through the whole customer service spiel. You know, if you just want somebody to talk to you right away, because I feel like we're kind of on the same page. We have 350 people that work at this company, so it's like if you end up with a customer service rep, ain't no telling who you're talking to.
Right.
They'll still have
right,
access
right.
to your profile. They'll still be able to help you, you know, and get into the account.
But they don't know what the hell we talked about.
Yeah. Well, no, they know. I mean, I've customized the campaign, so they know what products and features you get. But on a personal level, you know, they probably don't talk like us or just shoot straight like we do. They'll kind of read from a script. I don't do that. I just talk to people, you know. I feel like that's a good fit for you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I'll get on the roll with that other one so it ain't going to continue to cost me money. And I got a couple jobs off of them already, so that ought to be
yep.
enough to keep me going.
Hey, transparency and communication is everything if we're going to make this work. So, you know, don't hesitate. No questions or dumb questions. I want to make sure you're comfortable and you know what we're doing, okay?
All right, man. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, look out for that client interview, okay, between 4 and 5.
Will do.
All right, I'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you soon. All right, no problem. Bye.